Hello. Good morning. It is Wednesday, September 11th, and my bitch ass is finally doing another episode. I know the last episode I started off by saying, oh, I'm going to be more consistent, and rah, 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 and then I didn't. I'm human. Which goes along with my first episode. We're fallible. I guess life got in the way. My phone got stolen. And then I lost the phone call with my dad and I talking so that I could continue my 10-part backstory. And it was just a lot of bullshit going on that kept me distracted. And I probably would have dealt with it better had I continued podcasting. But tomato, tomato, here we are now. I chose today to do an episode because September 11th is usually a very somber, sad day for those of us in the U.S. because of course, what happened in 2001 when the terrorist attacks took down the Twin Towers and we lost all those people and it was just horrible. I was in eighth grade in algebra in Miss Watson's class. I'll never forget. But I chose today for me to do it because I wanted something positive about this day. So, although it's going to veer off a little bit from my story until I'm able to recover that phone call, that recording that I had of my dad and I talking so that I can move forward with my backstory, I wanted to do an episode about simply being happy. I myself am a culprit of this, and I know a lot of people are, whether you do it consciously or subconsciously. A lot of us don't even realize we're doing it, but I've seen this one quote all over like social media and while looking for positive quotes on Pinterest and stuff, and that is, comparison is the thief of joy. And that resonates with me, within me, like to my core, because I find that I tend to compare myself to my peers, my siblings, people my age, whether I know them or not, and sometimes don't feel that awesome about things that I should be happy about and I should be proud of because it's not where they are. One of the reasons actually that I stopped doing my podcast was because I noticed I had friends, some who were already doing podcasts and then some who started doing podcasts after I started doing it, and it kind of fucking pissed me off. I know that the little saying goes, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Not when you fucking with me, okay? You want to piss me off? Fucking copy me. That shit is so motherfucking annoying, and I'm so sorry I'm cussing so much, but that is like how passionate I am about how much I cannot stand when people copy me. But I digress. I noticed that their podcasts were doing better than mine. Yeah, I listened and did a little lurking and researching, and I saw that a lot of their, like, their cover art was better, or they had more followers, they were getting more feedback, or some of them, they were just staying more consistent than I was, and I was just like, fuck, like, I can't do shit right. But whether or not fucking 200 or two people listen to my podcast, the fact that it has helped me and it makes me happy and it makes me feel good, it's an accomplishment for me. And I've got to stop robbing myself of the joy of that by comparing myself to others. And I think that if a lot of people, a lot of us do that with life, everything in life, we would all feel a lot better. Something else that I'm also guilty of doing is comparing my age, people my age and their particular point in life, where they are in their lives, to mine. You know, feeling bad that I'm 31 years old and I'm not a homeowner and I'm going through so much shit and, you know, I'm not where a 31-year-old woman, quote unquote, should be. But what the fuck does that look like? What does a 31-year-old woman in America, what should her life typically be like? Don't worry, I'll wait. Because I don't fucking know. All I know is that at this point, I'm proud of myself for pushing through all of the bullshit that I've been through, whether it was my fault or someone else's. I am proud of myself because I woke up this morning. I'm proud of myself because I got the fuck up out of the bed. I'm proud of myself because I'm cramping like crazy and yet I'm doing this fucking podcast and staying true to what I said I was gonna do. The little things, little accomplishments that we feel like are minute or don't matter, they do. Taking joy in the tiniest things can bring you so much happiness and peace. It's unreal. And I know that I may sound like a cliche or corny or whatever, and I don't give a fuck. I know that some people who follow me on Instagram mainly make fun of me because of how positive and uplifting I am, when I used to be like fucking Debbie Downer, negative Nancy. Everything was just woe is me, the world is horrible. And although it is, my perspective of it changes how I feel and how I live in this cold, cruel ass world. So on days like today, September 11th, when we're being forced to relive the memories of that day once again, it doesn't weigh on me so heavily because I find joy in other little things. I can't even think of the word to describe how life-changing, just altering your perception of things can be, rather than, ugh, you know, I gotta wake up early in the morning. Yes, I get to wake up early in the morning. I have somewhere to fucking be. I got shit to do. That makes all the difference in the world. Or, ugh, I'm on my period. Fuck yeah, I'm not having another baby. Ugh, I'm cramping. Yes, thank you, universe, for giving me the strength to push through this pain. I know it might sound corny, but I promise you, putting a positive spin on anything negative that you're going through really does help and makes life and the shit that it throws at you so much more bearable. And sometimes that you can't put a positive spin on it. Like me with this co-parenting custody battle bullshit that I have going on. There's not always a positive way to put a spin on missing your kids. So what I've been trying to do is make the most of the free time that I have. Although I don't want it and it's being forced upon me since the person I had children with is forcibly keeping me from them and keeping them out of my life and keeping me from my motherly duties. I have been a mom since I was 19 years old. Full-time mom, like always nurturing, taking care of babies. And now that I'm 31, I'm just like trying to function with this free time and trying to be grateful for it. In the moments that, although it hurts like a fucking bullet to my heart when I'm missing my kids, I know that when I get them back, I will want the time that I have now to myself to do little things like make a podcast without little people needing or wanting something from me, or being able to, you know, step out with my boyfriend and have fun, or whatever. Just trying to make the most of the free time, whether I wanted the free time or not. So this was just a quick episode for today on try to be positive. Try and change your perception of the negative things that you may be going through or dealing with. And I promise it'll get easier to deal with. And trouble does not last always. It will get better. And that is coming from one of the most negative bitches I know. Me. I have been such a negative person for so long. I know sometimes even my own family probably has a hard time like grasping the fact that this is Brittany being all positive and, I don't know, uplifting and loving, but being negative and hateful has done nothing for me. Yet just in the, well, I've been doing this since about March. So between March and now, changing my perception of my situation and trying to be grateful for the losses as well as the wins, for the hardships as well as the accomplishments, has made me such a better and happier person. It really does shine from the inside out. Like, bitch, my skin is clear, my hair is growing, my life is flourishing because I'm grateful and I do all things with love and positivity. So just, I don't know, try it. Anything negative, even if it's the smallest thing, you get to fucking work and somebody took your parking spot. You know what? I needed to walk today. Or you freaking, what else is annoying? You got to sit in traffic on the way to work. Be grateful for that time to fucking jam out or listen to my podcast. Just whatever negative that you're going through, your boss is getting on your fucking nerves. Be grateful that you have a boss to get on your nerves, because a bitch just started working again. And for the longest time, I wanted a boss to get on my nerves, because I knew if I had a boss that was getting on my nerves, I had some money coming in. You know what I'm saying? Just try and be grateful for all things. And if you can't, then before you pick your phone up and you start taking in the things of the world, whether it's text messages, social media, emails, whatever, before you pick that phone up in the morning or whenever your day starts, try speaking aloud affirmations, positive things about yourself and your life that you're grateful for. And see what that does for you. I like to take a walk around the apartment complex with my cup of coffee and do a one lap around the whole complex saying aloud, I probably look like a fucking nut job, but saying aloud the things that I'm grateful for. I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful that I have the memories that I have to hold me over until I see my babies again. I'm grateful for my hair. I'm grateful for this cup of coffee. I'm grateful for this phone in my hand. I'm grateful for the bed that I got out of and that it wasn't a cot in jail or the sidewalk downtown. You know, there are so many things. I'm giving myself chills. Y'all just don't understand. There are so many things for us to be grateful for. And if you start your day like that with a positive mentality, a grateful heart, a loving heart, you can project that out into the world, even for people you don't like. It's people at your fucking job getting on your fucking nerves. You gotta work with somebody you hate. You know what? I'm grateful for this annoying ass bitch that I gotta work with today because she is showing me how not to be when I get to management. And she keeps me in check. I don't want to make people feel the way she makes me feel. So I am grateful for her reminding me that it's not cool to be a fucking cunt all the time. You know, there's always a way to be positive, loving, and grateful. Okay, so now with that, I love you. You matter. You gotta love yourself. I hope that you have a wonderful day. Go and be great. Namaste.